Yeah, I've got some pretty great stories. We love this segment where we get to visit with alumni teachers, and we have five on hand to chat to today, Jen.
Yes, it's the Spirit Mornings Heartland Tour at Pius X in Lincoln, home of the Thunderbolts. And a Thunderbolt student and now a Thunderbolt teacher is Alex Hain. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good. How are you?
2011 is when you graduated. What do you teach now?
I teach social studies classes, so ranging from freshmen up to seniors.
And you coach?
I do. Coach football now. I used to coach baseball as well, but just football now.
Nice. You had a pretty decent season.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of really competitive games. It was fun.
Well done. What do you love about the hallways that you walked in as a student and that you get to now come to work at?
It's a great community. Being able to come to school every day as a student, knowing that everyone's got the same mission. Centered around our faith, and then as a staff member now, I like that there's more hallways because it's less crowded than it used to be when we went here. So that's nice. But just to see the students every day, be able to talk to each other and be so kind to one another in the halls is just really nice to see every day.
So how was your hallway experience when you're going through school? As you look back on it now,
that was great. Sharing lockers with your friends and all trying to sign up at the same time. I think they do it differently now. I'm not quite sure, but just being able to be around everybody every day and having the hallways be a place of community and not just a place where you come and go to the classes.
What did you play football in high school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you think that you would come back and coach at your alma mater?
Not when I was playing, but when I graduated, I really enjoyed history and social studies stuff, so I thought I might want to do something with that. And then I started coaching baseball very quickly after I graduated, which kind of made me realize that I wanted to continue coaching, and then teaching kind of naturally came along with that as well.
Yeah, what position did you play?
I played linebacker.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you do to help the students? I know that faith formation is very important. What do you do to help the students on the football field?
We do a lot of things with service projects. The guys hold prayer nights before each game that they have at the stadium here. We do a lot of service projects. We have our core values at Pius that we focus on with kind of how they should conduct themselves on and off the field. So it's always a kind of a forward thing that we talk about as a coaching staff.
Great. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Next, we're going to talk with former student and now teacher Jesse Hulls. Jesse, 97.
Yes.
27 years ago.
I know.
You graduated from Pius X.
I did.
What's your journey here like? How'd you get here?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question. I can honestly say I never imagined being back here, and only because I didn't realize my path would lead me to teaching high school. I taught adult writing for a long, long time. I went to grad school for writing, but I moved to Chicago right after college, and so I was there for 20 years. And then we made our way back during the pandemic, during COVID, to be with family. And while I was here, I had decided I wanted to teach the youths, as they say. And so went and got certified at Wesleyan while we were here. We thought we were only here temporarily, thought we'd go back to Chicago. And thankfully we didn't have to do that. And so I saw an opening at Pius and was very excited, and applied and got the job. So
what do you think?
I absolutely love it. I have to say, I knew I would like it. But I love teaching here. I really do. And I loved my experience as a high school student as well. So it doesn't surprise me. And sort of like Alex already hit upon, it really is that feel of family and community. I know I felt really supported and loved as a student here. And looking back on that now as a teacher and like getting to know my colleagues and really seeing how much they truly like love and want the best for these students, it's really moving because it does make me reflect back on what I had and really actually see it from a different perspective. And I know I had it as well. So
What a neat perspective to see that you were so loved and cared for as a student, mm-hmm. to see from the eyes of a teacher now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's quite beautiful.
Yeah, it has.
You should
really
write something about that.
I agree. Maybe I will.
Is that what you teach?
I do. I teach college prep writing, and then I teach a group of sophomores as well. And I love that. I love the variety. Yeah. Yeah, the college prep writing tends to be juniors and seniors on their way out the doors of Pius onto the rest of the world. So it's really exciting. really exciting to see the you know, growth from the young kids who enter, and then I get to sort of sign them off, it feels a little bit.
Well, thank you, Jesse, for being with us.
Yeah, it's been
great
to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Next, we're going to talk with former student and now teacher, Jenny Kobza. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I am actually serving as one of our directors of advancement for the Foundation for Pius X High School.
Okay. So you work in the administrative department.
Yes.
And what year did you graduate?
So I graduated in 2011.
And what is your church? Why did you want to come back and work here? Did you love going to school here?
I did. Alex Hain, who you just interviewed shortly before me, we were classmates who graduated in the same year, and his experience was a lot like mine. And same with Jesse. I had teachers and staff members who invested in me, and cared for me and loved me, and I was so excited when the opportunity arose to be able to come back to Pius and work for the foundation and to support our Catholic school, our Catholic high school in Lincoln in this way.
Yeah. So as advancement coordinator, what's within the realm of your bailiwick, if you will?
Yeah, so our foundation is ran under Courtney Johnson, our executive director, and we manage our endowment, which is currently sitting about $20 million. We have 83 endowed funds or scholarships that we manage, and then we also fundraise for our annual fund, which we have a goal this year of hitting $775,000, and we're a little over halfway to that goal right now.
Great.
And that annual fund helps cover the gap of what we charge for tuition here at Pius for our students, which on average is a little over $3,000, and the cost to educate is $8,000. And so by investing in that annual fund, or encouraging people to invest in that annual fund, we're able to close that gap and allow more students to be able to have a truly authentic Catholic education here at Pius X High School.
Great.
You know, Jenny, working in the office portion at Pius X, what do you get to experience as part of the faith formation here at the school?
Yeah, so as a part of the faith formation here for staff members, being able to go to daily mass is so important. Being able to have that option, having confessions readily available. There's also small groups that are open for staff members to sign up for. And we're able to partake in the Advent. I know that Tom and Terry talked a little bit about our Advent services that we have and Lenten services. And so being able to partake in all of that. And it's encouraged that we have an intimate relationship with our Lord here. You know, we don't have to hide our faith, which is something that I love and cherish so much. And that makes it such a joy to work here at Pius.
Well, thanks, Jenny, for the information,
you.
And congratulations to you and your family, and we appreciate you taking time with us this morning.
Okay, thank you.
That was Jenny Kobza, who is the advancement coordinator at Pius X. We're at the Spirit Mornings Heartland Tour on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network.
Go Bulls.
Next, we're going to talk with Matt Heibel. And Matt, tell us what year you graduated.
I graduated in 1979, time ago.
I think that gives him sage status, don't you?
Yes.
The wise sage?
Yes, sage status.
Well, Matt, I find it fascinating that you're the iPad support specialist, and I think you've got a unique perspective to look at from the materials you were using in 1979 to where we are today technology-wise. It's been astounding, hasn't it?
Yeah, and in 1979, if you had a calculator, you were really advanced in technology.
Stuff.
Now it's a little bit different, yes.
Wasn't there like a special type of calculator you would get, too? It was like called something, I can't remember, but we would have to buy that for math.
I can't remember back then. I think I had something like a TI-30. It
yeah,
was one of
yeah,
those red
yeah.
LED displays that, that if you, you know, that 2 plus 2 would run round and round and round and spit
out
4.
you were going to conquer the world with that, yep. Yes, but now
one that could do calculations for trigonometry.
You are probably one of the most sought after people here because everybody needs help with their iPads, and everybody probably has one. So do you have does everybody have like an iPad or a book in the school?
Yeah, 3 years ago they still went to a one-to-one iPad situation here at Pius, and so every student has an iPad, every teacher has an iPad. And as over those 3 years, the first year, I don't know that they were used very much, but over the next 2 years, including this one, they've increased in use more and more and more. And now You know, if I need to get an iPad from a student to work on it, it's like, when can you give that to me that you won't need it? Versus that first year was, well, just give me the iPad because I know you're not going to need it. So teachers are using quite a bit in class now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what drew you to become an iPad specialist? What were you doing here? Were you working here before?
No, actually, I'm a little bit different than most people who would have gone to Pius. My two brothers and I attended school here. We were some of the only non-Catholic students here at that time. We were all Lutherans. My dad was a Lutheran educator. We went to Lincoln Lutheran Junior High School then, and when we graduated back then, there was no other really option for parochial high school, so Mom and Dad sent us here, and
so cool.
I spent my first 38 years in the teaching ministry in Lutheran schools. I've been as a teacher and administrator. I was the principal at Lincoln Lutheran for 14 years before I started working here. I retired in 2022, and they had an opening here, and I'd known Terry for a long, long time doing school accreditation stuff. And so I came in to ask about maybe doing something. He said, well, we have this job available. So I started doing it. And it's been 3 years later, and I really enjoyed here at Pius.
That is so fascinating. I love it. What a great story. How are your brothers doing?
They're doing well. Actually, it's fairly interesting. My youngest brother, Micah, who taught math at mostly Lincoln High School for his career, retired the same time I did, and he's now teaching math here, too. So we ended up here together. I tell people I see more of Micah now than I ever have since I left home at to go to college. So
I love it.
Yeah. So what are some of the challenges that you face as you go forward toward learning all this technology? I mean, it's like a downhill slalom with as fast as things modify and change.
Well, I always was interested in technology and using technology and teaching, and so it was just a fact that when I came here, Pius had just instituted the iPads, and they had just started using Canvas as a learning management system, and we had been doing that at Lincoln Lutheran for 5, 6, 7 years before that. So I was very knowledgeable about iPads and very knowledgeable about using Canvas. So those two, knowledge in those two areas, just where I was able to bring that here and just start helping people here. And like most things with technology, at first when I came here, I probably knew more about those things than a lot of teachers did. But now I think teachers know more about it than I do. So, people just increase in knowledge. But I didn't have to learn anything really, but continue to have new challenges, certainly.
Yeah, well, the students know so much about this stuff. And sometimes when they see the graybeards on us, they're like, when are you going to be able to tell me here that I should be teaching you a little bit?
There is some of that, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, thank you so much. And thanks for helping the students out and being here at the school. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
Thank you.
Yes, have a great day. And we're also going to talk with former student and now teacher, John Zock. Good morning, John. Tell us when you graduated and what you do teaching and coaching wise.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I graduated in 2002. And I teach business and technology, and I coach wrestling.
So business and technology, do you utilize the iPads quite a bit then?
We do, yeah. We try to use them quite a bit. We use some of the things we do on the computers. It's a little easier to do. But yeah, we use the iPads quite a bit. I use it for my accounting classes almost exclusively. So,
what did you love about school? What did you love about going to Pius the 10th?
I loved being with my friends, and I loved wrestling, and the community, of course, that comes with it. I really enjoyed my time at Pius. It was just a really fun time. I had a couple of teachers that really, had an effect on me, that when I decided teaching is what I wanted to do, I had a couple of teachers specifically in mind. And so just, how good the teachers were and the way they just always had a real relationship with us and invested in us was something that meant a lot to me.
And how's the student response now these days as you teach?
It's good. I think I've found that if you have a good relationship with the kids, they'll, they really will respond and they'll take the challenges that you give them. So, I love the kids. That's the best part of the job is dealing with them.
How's it looking on the mats?
Pretty good. We have a returning state champ, so that's really great. And then we've got a whole bunch of guys that are at a level where just one step up and they're going to be, that much better. And there's a lot of guys, and it seems like this summer they've worked really hard. So I think we'll be an improved team this year from a year ago, and we're actually moving down to Class B. We've been a Class A in wrestling for 30-plus years, so it'll be different going down to Class B, but I think we're going to be a good team, solid.
There's a ginormous trophy case here, John. I have a feeling that there are some hardware that has your name on it in this trophy case.
There's a board with some names on it that I'm on, but nothing... Nothing too crazy.
That's a humble guy, John. So you went off to college. You decided you wanted to be a teacher and was coming back here your first choice?
Yeah, this was when I actually graduated business and worked in that sort of way for a while. And then when I decided to be a teacher, teaching at Pius was kind of always the goal. And then I kind of kicked around a while. I taught at St. Patrick's here in Lincoln for a few years, and then Blessed Sacrament here in Lincoln for a year. And then moved the family out to Hastings for about 5 years and taught at St. Cecilia. Loved it. It was a tremendous experience. And then when the job came open here, it was, you know, a chance to come home, and it's been everything I hoped it would be.
Well, God bless you. Wonderful. Thank you so much for giving back to the kids as well and being a coach.
Appreciate that. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, you have a great day.
Two things.
That was John. He is a coach and teacher here, graduated in 2002 from Pius the 10th. Yep, a grappler on the mats. And we are so blessed to have so many alum teachers here at Pius that we got to talk to this morning for Spirit Morning's Heartland Tour.